KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Zach Churchill sitting in for Tyler Russell this afternoon, and I'm really excited. I get to do one of my favorite things here at the radio station, interview a talented artist. She's actually going to be performing at our KXmas fundraiser next Saturday at the Irvine Bowl here in Laguna Beach. Nancy Wilson of Heart is headlining, and we have Gothic Tropic in studio. We're going to just get right into it with a live song, then we'll come back and chat with her. This is her single from her debut album. The album was released last year. This song is called Stronger. Here she is, then we'll come back and chat with her. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Try to get real. Something real, you're not the first to run away. Trying a new way to make it clear. It's a way to feel like an angry steel. Can always count on me. You've been digging for souls. I'm stronger. When I'm out of the dark, you can always count on me. Now I'm feeling stronger. I feel the rain. To run away, trying a new way to make it clear. They're not selling seats, they're selling fear. When I'm out of the dark, you can always count on me. You've been digging for souls. I'm stronger. Always count on me. Now I'm feeling stronger. I'm gonna make waves, don't wanna be the same. I'm gonna play a little BC game. I'm gonna make waves, don't wanna be the same. I'm gonna play a little BC game.
Woo! Wow. That was incredible. Hey, thank you so much. This is Gothic Tropic. You just heard her single Stronger, stripped down acoustic solo. That's quite different from the album version.
Indeed.
But I really like it.
Okay, thank you.
I love hearing the song just broken down to its, you know, its fundamentals. Just you, your guitar, the lyrics, you can really focus on it that way. The production is amazing. We're going to play it later. But I'm really glad that you played that for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming all the way down from LA today.
Of course. It's a beautiful drive.
So you are known as Gothic Tropic. That is your artist name, your band name. But let me introduce you to everyone. This is Cecilia Della Peruti. You are originally from New Jersey. You came out to SoCal when you're around 12 years old. So you feel like a California native.
Yeah, I feel like a native.
Okay, cool.
I claim both coasts as it suits me in conversations.
Yeah, well, what's your favorite? Can you say that?
It's hard to say. If I was talking to someone like Bruce Springsteen, I'd say I was from New Jersey. I think it's just hard to even compare.
They are completely. You live on the West Coast though, so that's saying something. I think we're going to take this one for the win.
Sort of like a anti-depression biosphere out here.
Absolutely. We need that sunshine.
We need it.
Right?
Yeah.
I definitely need it. Okay, so I'm really excited. You're playing at our KXmas event next Saturday, December 8th, and you're going to be on the bill with Nancy Wilson of Heart.
Yes.
La Sera, an incredible LA-based band.
Yes.
And you're going to be there with your band.
Yes.
So
full band.
I don't think we really, you know, promote it as such, but it's all female fronted bands. And, you know, we're really stoked for that. And, you know, some of my favorite rock stars and singers and musicians, you know, are, I love female rockers who just let it all go, like Nancy. Mm. She just, her voice is insane. Do you have any front women that you really look up to that have informed your music?
Well, this whole time, and anybody asks me who my favorite guitars are, Nancy Wilson's in there. Top three for sure. And actually, I would say like people like Chrissy Hynde and Debbie Harry,
yes,
and Nina Simone and, oh my gosh, there's so many, there's just so many vocalists and artists, female artists that I always have gravitated towards, intrinsically without realizing why or what the elements that make them so attractive to me. But I just think female writers and artists are, really well-rounded, really smart and beautifully craft beautiful melodies and melodic information, and lyrically are really smart. And I don't know, I just think.
I knew there was a Pretenders influence in there.
Yeah.
Definitely. So if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Cecilia Della Peruti. She is Gothic Tropic, and we heard Stronger live. That's from your debut album, Fast or Feast. You just put that out and you went on a European tour, United States tour. You got to open for some awesome artists and bands. You were in Europe supporting Kate Nash. How was
that?
Yeah,
that was so fun. And actually, Kate's an artist who likes to empower women and lift women's voices up and is always figuring out new ways to support up-and-coming female artists. And I've been one of the people that she's sort of taken under her wing. And I played guitar for her in her band. And we're doing another little project. And it's been really fun to work with her and learn from her and see how her career is like burgeoning, and acting and all of that is really, really inspiring.
Well, besides your solo career, you really do collaborate with a lot of people. You also, do some work as a side guitarist or even pianist. You've worked, you've been on tour with Beck, mm-hmm, Charlie XCX, Borns, who,
yeah,
I love. I just got to see Borns at Coachella last year.
Oh yeah.
It was pretty epic.
Yeah.
But that's a total different space. And it's really cool that you can occupy both, because being an artist and being, you know, the voice and putting out the message and all attention's on you is a different thing than just finding, you know, just being the right size. You know, when you're playing with someone like Beck or Borns, you're just there to really support them. So
yeah,
what do you get out of that? You know, what does that do for you?
So much. I mean, it's really cool being able to have both perspectives, because when I join someone's project and I'm there to make their vision come alive, and I'm able to take what I know and what I expect as an artist and what I really appreciate, the helpfulness of different players that I play with and what they offer, I try to offer that to Beck or whoever I'm playing for, because you want to be helpful, you want to do your job really well and blend nicely. I'm singing a lot with him, and you know, it's more about listening and more about taste and more about your decisions rather than even technical proficiency sometimes.
That's so important that you can fit in that area as well. And just, you know, I'm sure that really helps in your career.
And I've learned so much
in
from
general,
like, just watching those artists work and seeing what their decision-making process is like and seeing their creative process from that point of view is really, really amazing.
And then you can take it into the studio and it can, you know, help with your original music as well.
Right, so. Right, yeah.
So I'm really excited to hear this next one. I know you just put out a music video for it. This is a song also off of Fast or Feast, and it's called Your Soul. Let's talk a little bit about the video. Where can people find it? Where'd you shoot it? Who shot it?
Yes. This is actually my directorial debut, and it was a really fun project to work on because it was just me and my friends. Total takes a village, kind of crowdfunded. And the concept was, I'm just like a sci-fi fanatic, total nerd. So I like created this script around this unique boy who's who has a divine gift. There's this sort of the end of the world element that, you know, crystal children or indigo children, so something like that. So I've called this new lineage of children to bring us in the next evolutionary phase. I've called them the children of the sun. So this guy, this little kid, he's 11 or 12, and he's serving as a child of the sun to ease all the partygoers into this sort of blissful end. And that's what the music video is about. And so doing this sort of like grand concept in practical ways was really challenging, but it was really up to Matisse, the actor, the young actor, who really was able to take this sort of alien boy character and present it without ego. Or it was just really beautiful how he portrayed this character.
Okay, we need to take a break so I can watch it now. I'm like, my imagination has been piqued. So let's just listen to a stripped down acoustic version of Your Soul. Keep that vision in your mind of the music video. Make sure to go check it out later. Your Soul by Gothic Tropic live at our Pearl Street Studios whenever you're ready, Cecilia.
Okay.
Stories that you tell, blue and blue-eyed. You took me on a ride, makes me realize. And now you're up so, oh, oh. And now you're so. Thought I would try, I'd keep you in my mind and control the tide. ETP on my neck on Sunset Boulevard. You took me on a ride, makes me realize.
Gothic Tropic live at our Pearl Street studio. Make sure to go check out that music video. You can find it. It's called Your Soul. Just dropped on Vevo.
Yeah.
Cool. And this is Cecilia Della Peruti.
Bellissimo.
AKA. Yeah, you have some Italian background, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So your mom was actually an opera singer, right?
Yeah.
And your dad's a jazz composer and trombonist. So that's a lot of different musical backgrounds, and you know, you got the classical and the jazz. Are you somewhere in between?
They wish. No, they love to rock. When I was a kid, I took piano lessons, and I tried violin, and that was a disaster. So I decided against academic approach, how they did, and kind of found music through, cathartic means, I guess, and totally the opposite approach that my parents did. So mine was more like a compulsion, and theirs was very studied.
Yeah, you definitely have stuff you have to get out. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, your writing is very personal, and that was a beautiful song. Oh. Your soul is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really dig it.
I get so nervous playing acoustically sometimes.
You're killing it. So, yeah, I mean, we're stoked to hear you with your full band next Saturday at the Irvine Bowl, but I love these stripped-down acoustic arrangements. You'll be able to share them. People can listen if they miss this or want to go back to it. We're going to put this podcast up at kx935.com later. Mm. And let's let everyone know where you'll be playing in December. So you're going to be, of course, Saturday, December 8th, here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
You're going to be at the Irvine Bowl, kx935.com for tickets. Nancy Wilson of Heart will also be there, as well as Lacera. And then you're going to be up in LA on December 11th and 14th at the Soda Bar and the Roxy, respectively.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
It's going to be so fun. Yeah, full band. We got some special extra accompaniment at the LA show and the Roxy. And it's going to be way louder than that.
Nice. And you're working on some new music. Can we expect something in 2019?
Yeah. I just recorded an EP with Carlos de la Garza. And I'll be trickling out some singles early 2019. And then there's another project that I'm working on with Danielle Lupi and Alex Goose. And it's going to be sort of like a side project almost.
Super busy.
Yeah.
Directing your own music videos too. That's crazy. I don't know where you find the time.
Yeah, the directing, filmmaking's been sort of like a hair up my butt for a while. So it's been really fun to get into that.
I've never heard that turn of phrase.
Well, the turn of phrase is actually not a word that I can say, but.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that is a beautiful note to end on. I'm super excited that you're going to be playing for us next Saturday here in Laguna Beach. Really stoked to have had you here. Definitely made my afternoon. Thank you for making the drive.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's let everyone go on listening to Stronger, the studio version. So that's what you played when you first got here today, live acoustic. But we're going to play the actual studio recording. This is off of your debut album, Fast or Feast. And that's kind of weird, but I really am on a fasting mimicking diet right now.
Ooh.
It really sucks.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm on day three, so.
Drink a lot of water.
I think tomorrow I'm going to feel better. But anyway, that's interesting. I just got the connection, so I thought I'd just blurt it out. Why not?
All right. God bless music.
All right. Cecilia, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We'll see you next Saturday.
Okay.
I'm gonna make waves, don't wanna be the same. I'm